If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
I've been looking at the numbers on the coronavirus. Have you? 73,000 infected now, 1,873 killed. And on that Diamond Princess cruise ship, 544. The number of people who have come down with the illness. I think they're starting to think twice about, is it a good idea to get people off the ship or a good idea to take people, keep people on the ship? I'm voting for take them off the ship. Steve Alexander was reporting earlier on the business side about the economic impact of this thing.
Yes, I was.
You're still looking at those numbers, huh?
Yeah, global. You know, this is a global deal, John, and it's hard to think of an industry that is not impacted by this in some way.
I'm trying to think of another instance where, you know, when Ebola happened or when SARS happened or
SARS,
something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there this sort of economic impact? And I just don't recall that.
Yeah, there was with SARS, and I don't have a comparison right off the bat, but it did impact all sorts of manufacturing and other business activity.
Yeah.
After the outbreak of SARS, and that was early 2000s, I guess. And you know, obviously, all of that came back. In this case, we're still on the front end of this, and it's still spreading. Countries around China are beginning to feel the impact. South Korea, Japan, they're very concerned. The French health minister is warning a credible risk of a coronavirus pandemic, which is basically a worldwide epidemic. So, you know, we're still seeing how this is going to shake out.
I saw this on CNN today. Wuhan hospital director has died.
Right.
Li Zhiming, head of the Wuchang Hospital in Wuhan. So the guy in charge of the hospital in Wuhan has died from coronavirus. He died this morning. Mm-hmm. The first hospital head to die of the virus. The U.S. has evacuated more than 300 Americans from that ship, 14 of whom tested positive for the virus. Actually, 544 people have come down with the illness. Wow.
Yeah, and to give you an example on the business side of it, Apple, of course, is the most famous company that has been impacted by it. It said its factories in China are shut down. iPhone sales to China, which is a huge market for Apple, are expected to be lower because people can't go out to shop. The stores are shut down, and people, you know, they're not allowed to go out anyway. But some of the other companies that you might not expect would be impacted by this, Häagen-Dazs has had to close about half of its stores in China because of the coronavirus. Holiday Inn, which has hotels all over the world, is seeing its revenue fall in China because of the closures because of this.
So, Steve, when you're talking about it being a global crisis, you're talking about it because global companies have so much business in China.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not that they're feeling it in Belgium.
Right, which is an interesting point. I mean, it's a global crisis, not because Belgians are coming down with the disease, but simply a Belgian company does business in China, and it
yes.
hurts that business.
Right.
Yeah. It does, if nothing else, it speaks to how much economic might China has, right? I think you kind of lose that. Every day you go to the store, you buy something, you don't even think about it. If China gets sick, the whole world suffers.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? China suffers, gets a cold, and the whole world sneezes? Or there's a saying like that.
It's nothing like that, actually, but yeah.
There's a saying that involves sneezing.
O'Hare Airport, I think.
I believe there's a saying that involves sneezing. Ella, find all sayings about sneezing. Get them back to me in a minute. Carrie Mansicola sobbed after learning that she and hundreds of other Americans evacuated would face 14 additional days of quarantine in the U.S. They had already been quarantined on the cruise ship since February 4th. She said, "This is a month of my life I don't get back being quarantined and re-quarantined."
Here's another impact, and this is impacting U.S. automakers, and that's the Beijing Auto Show, which is the largest auto show in the world, has been postponed indefinitely. It was supposed to be held in late April. So, and that's important to car makers because China, again, is just a huge market.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you feel like whatever the grave inconvenience it is, you appreciate the efforts to which these countries and companies are going, or maybe you're completely frustrated and angry because this shows how we aren't prepared for something like this. I'm impressed, though, with that hospital in Nebraska, which, you know, they're sending people to and has the hazmat suits and the protocols. I mean, in some ways, this is very impressive. And in other ways, it looks like a cluster, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Goldman, 66, and his wife, Jerry Cerati Goldman, were aboard the Diamond Princess, were under quarantine at the Omaha facility. I am being tended to by two nurses in full hazmat suits, and the doctor who visited me wears a hazmat suit. My wife and I are in separate wings of this facility. We talked to each other via FaceTime. He tested positive for the virus. His wife has tested negative, and they'll spend a full month in quarantine just to make sure they don't give it to somebody else in the States. Most of the people infected are still in China. 73,000 with 1,800 killed now, and 544 on that Diamond Princess cruise ship, which Dan Ponce's mother-in-law is famously on now, have come down with that illness. The Ponce's, though, we heard this morning from Dan, are not showing any signs of the illness. So hopefully that'll stay that way.
In comparison, I was just reading the SARS numbers. SARS ended up killing fewer than 800 people. Infecting about 8,000, so far more people, it sounds like, are being impacted.
How about that?
Infected by this, but not being killed by it.
Our Steve Alexander with the business and some of that. Thank you, Steve.